This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Thursday edition and 420 edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff there, and it's all for free. Again, freetalklive.com. So it is 420, and what does that mean, Manwich?
You were telling me it's the pot smoker's holiday.
Oh, as though you didn't know that already. Come on.
I don't care, though. It doesn't mean anything to me.
No, it doesn't mean anything to you. I understand that. But you've smoked a little pot in your time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've smoked some pot with you.
That's right. And I've smoked a lot of pot in my time. In fact, I think I've done it for about a decade now, Manwich.
But and know, the rule is now I can't. My wife's right. A drug treatment counselor was, and
she doesn't get it, does she?
No. As a matter of fact, we had a disagreement, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, as to whether or not if marijuana did become legal. As I said, I'm going to smoke it then, because her argument to me was that it's illegal and it causes too much trouble, and if it doesn't mean anything to you, then you should be able to stop and, you know, not do it because I don't want you to, kind of thing.
What? It causes trouble?
Well, it does cause trouble if you get arrested. 775,000
people.
Those
are the cops that are causing the trouble, not the pot.
The pot isn't, but one could say, certainly by not smoking or having marijuana, you wouldn't be getting that kind of trouble.
Right. Well, there's certainly not much other trouble you can get into, and I want to preface this show here. And what we talked about last hour as well, by saying that Free Talk Live is not advocating, kids, that you go out and smoke marijuana. Just because Manwich and Ian have smoked marijuana doesn't mean that you should smoke marijuana, too. That said, we know that most of you are going to give it a try, and we just say be safe with it. Really, there's no way to be dangerous with marijuana. I mean, you can't overdose on it. There's no
probably not a good idea to smoke it and drive.
It's not...
Not really a good idea at all.
That's certainly not the first, you know, not the first time.
No.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that, though. And, of course, studies have shown...
That doesn't make it a good idea.
No, it's not necessarily a good idea. You almost ran your car through a window the first time you did it.
Yes, I did.
So, not a
good... I do not recommend that.
Right. So we're not recommending it necessarily, but we're also, at the same time, going to be honest with you and say that there are millions of Americans that do smoke marijuana, and many of them, most of them, I think, are responsible individuals. This article from the Louisiana State University...
Now, before we go any farther, I want to say, we don't advocate the smoking of marijuana, but we don't advocate the drinking of alcohol either.
I'm totally against that.
I really believe that smoking marijuana, better for you than drinking alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to agree 100%. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231.
Except for the legal part.
If you want to share with us what you're doing to celebrate 420, you can dial in, or you can bring up anything you want. As always, it is Free Talk Live. But I'm going to get back to this issue here from the Louisiana State University. We're going to get into the area of the article where they start interviewing people that don't agree with marijuana, like the cops.
Sure.
So while 420 celebrations bring groups of people together and promote a live-easy culture, the day does have its detractors and downsides. Said Alan St. Pierre, the head of Normal, it's bittersweet. It's an organic event that's come about naturally by its own impetus, just because people in the culture have promoted it. The bitter part is because when some individuals have come out to celebrate, they portray a stereotype that is less than helpful in trying to change the laws. St. Pierre cited long hair, facial jewelry, and tattoos as being cultural turnoffs for some people,
mm-hmm.
and the day certainly has that component. According to St. Pierre, I wear wire-rimmed glasses and have never had hair longer than my ears. When I go in and talk about Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, they say, well, where's the long hair? They almost expect the pothead stereotype. And he says that's unfortunate. He's right, that is, because a lot of marijuana smokers are just regular people.
Oh, yeah.
They're not people with dreadlocks. They don't look like, well, they don't all look like Bob Marley. They're not all wearing, pot stuff, baggy clothes.
Many professional people smoke marijuana.
More than you might imagine. If you're somebody that believes that marijuana is only in the realm of kids and young people, it's far more than you might imagine. I mean, everyone from nurses to lawyers to people that live in trailer parks smoke marijuana. Anyway, on top of unfair expectations, pot smokers must also deal with the legal ramifications of their celebrated pastime. One of the smokers says, we're not exactly mainstream. Because it's illegal, we'll always have problems with credibility and legitimacy.
Until it's not.
Right. But by and large, Jeffrey's...
Imagine what the alcohol drinkers party would look like. You know, I mean, if you, in all fairness,
white trash.
I don't know what
beer bellies.
I don't know what the stereotype would look like, but I know it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, this is true. But everybody knows that there are also professional people that drink alcohol. I mean, go down to an upscale club on any Friday or Saturday night, and you'll see plenty of people
absolutely
that are dressed well, and
the city's finest and biggest and brightest.
But by and large, Jeffries agrees the overall positives of the day outweigh the negatives. He says it helps more than it hurts. It's one day a year where I find that even more people who would never normally admit that they smoke or support the cause will actually come out and sign a petition or even donate a little bit of money. And if they don't do that, they might at least find a friend's house and blaze one. Which is another point about marijuana smokers is they're scared to come out of the closet. I mean, they're scared because if somebody's above them, for instance, in the organization they work for, finds out that they smoke marijuana and they have something against it, they could be punished for it. They're scared to come out and reveal these things. Like you've got a wife who's a drug counselor for a living.
And, mm-hmm. Well, not anymore, but yes.
Well, she was a drug counselor,
right.
And she's certainly not for marijuana, and she might have looked down on you a little bit when you had announced to her that you had smoked it in the past.
She absolutely did.
Right.
She considered very strongly never dating me.
Yeah.
Anymore.
And so there's plenty of other people that are concerned about these possible ramifications, so they keep themselves in the closet and they keep their smoking habits to themselves. And if more, I think, of the professional-grade smokers were to come out of the closet and reveal this information, I think that it would go a long way towards legitimizing marijuana, because there really are so many different people that do it. Let's see. In fact, a lot of the stoner stereotypes are no longer even applicable, since many activists who enjoy celebrating 420 are now ex-hippie professionals and even grandparents. St. Pierre
sure.
said participants at the Normal Convention, which is going on this weekend out in San Francisco, will represent a vast cross-section of the pot-smoking community. He says there's going to be lots of gray hair. The median age at the convention is 50.
Wow.
It's a lot of professionals and longtime activists. These people represent everyone from waiters and students to Nobel Prize winners and millionaires. Even with so many participants trying to legalize marijuana, the drug is still illegal in Louisiana and every other state,
sure.
except for the ones that have the medical pot. Which means that, with one exception, Alaska allows possession of up to a quarter pound of marijuana.
Really?
Yes.
Have they descended into the dark ages?
No, but the governor of the state is really pushing to recriminalize it right now. They've got a big recriminalization effort going on. Even with so many participants, it's still illegal, which means the police department will be on high alert on campus for pot smokers today. Major Lawrence said the police department is aware of the holiday and will have plainclothes officers scattered throughout the campus. He said arrests usually occur after someone smells burning marijuana and notifies the PD to investigate. The chief says they can do everything up to and including meeting with the individuals and searching the suspicious area. But there are a lot of hypotheticals. He said the possibility of officers entering a person's home depends on circumstances of the individual case. Along with criminal records, some detractors of marijuana believe it carries with it other negative consequences. For instance, a clinical psychology professor at the university attributes a condition known as amotivational syndrome to marijuana use. She says amotivational syndrome refers to an apathy towards social interaction and activity brought on by an external event or substance, claiming that marijuana is more sedating than energizing, so people aren't going out and getting things done. She says when you're smoking marijuana, you're generally apathetic about things. You're not thinking about the big picture. You're not as goal-directed. Now, that's been a claim that has been made for a long time about marijuana smokers, is they're all do-nothings. They all sit around and get nothing done. But it seems to me that most marijuana smokers that are of the responsible nature, and the ones that I've met have all been responsible, they tend to use it on a, well, responsible basis when they're done working, for instance.
Right. That's what I was going to say is
right.
Somebody could decide to call me a marijuana smoker because I've smoked in, say, the last 2 years. That doesn't mean that I smoke every day or anything like that.
Even
it just means when I, you know, every now and then on the rare occasion...
Right.
I'll do it.
Even now, even those that do smoke every day, you still have those that smoke on a once-a-day basis, like an after-work, kind of how somebody will crack open a beer after they get home from work. Then there are the potheads that do smoke all day long, but those are few and far between. I mean, they are not the majority of pot smokers. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. Are you celebrating 420 today? Do you want to share it with us? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes as always. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all for you right there on the front page of the website. We go back for a year, the archive collection. It's all for free. Yeah, a year's worth of archives. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the first 1,000 pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about marijuana tonight. It's something we've certainly discussed before, but we have an excuse today because it's 420.
Right.
And that is the marijuana smokers holiday. Now, I've smoked marijuana plenty of times in my life, and I didn't take a day off for this, but some people do. Some people actually...
Really?
Yeah, some people actually take an entire day off so they can sit at home or go and visit some of their friends and just smoke copious amounts of marijuana.
Well, I think that's sad, because I think that...
Probably. Wait, why is that more sad than somebody that takes a day off to celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving? This is their personal holiday.
Okay.
Well, why do you think it's sad?
The biggest problem with marijuana smoking is that what we had just addressed last segment, which is people believe that it's the it slows you down, it takes your motivation away, and it may very well. I mean, I don't feel like doing anything extraordinary after I've smoked marijuana, but I do it so rarely that it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if somebody gets up in the morning, wake and bakes, as it were, perhaps they're not as productive as they could be during the day.
I don't know. I had a roommate once that actually claimed he preferred to clean house while he was high on marijuana.
I've certainly heard people make these claims.
Right. So I think it probably differs for every individual. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can make a blanket claim about marijuana and how it makes people amotivational. But I think there's no doubt that most marijuana smokers use it on a responsible basis. So I think a lot of them
I think they do. I think they're just not the ones you hear about.
Well, of course not. I mean, they're not as funny. I mean, the only time you hear about marijuana is either some sort of bust that the cops make, or you'll see it in a movie, in which case then they're using the stereotypical stoner. Like, you've got your Cheech and Chong, you've got the White Castle movie, Kumar and Harold, I think, go to White Castle.
What the hell you're talking about?
Oh, it's a funny movie. Great stoner movie. But you get the stereotypes. All right, dude, hey, pass the bong, whoa, that kind of thing.
Right.
When, in fact, if they were to make a movie about regular pot smokers, it'd be boring as hell, because they're just regular people that do regular things and
right.
happen to smoke marijuana instead of perhaps drinking alcohol.
Sure, it'd be like a movie not about a drunk, but about a person who has a couple of beers
yeah.
a few nights
not
a week.
Not so exciting.
Yeah.
Not so interesting.
Not interesting at all.
So it's no wonder that most non-pot-smoking Americans have misconceptions about pot smokers, and so that's part of the reason why we're talking about this tonight. 1-800-259-9231 allows you to chime in, like Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Hey, I wanted to offer the information from Busted, the Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters.
Ah, Busted is an excellent video. In fact,
FletcherRights.org.
FletcherRights.org, that's the group that put it together. In fact, we linked to the actual video. I think we linked to a torrent of it or something like that on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com on our BBS.
I got it off off the torrents is where I got it.
Now, what did you have to say about it?
Oh, it's excellent. I've had all my friends watch it. Put it on a burnt DVD.
Why do you like it so much? What is so good about it?
Well, what made me call in is when you said everybody's like Bob Marley, and the cop calls the cop pulls him over and he goes, "Your car smells like Bob Marley's ass."
Yeah,
it's just a really well put together by I think it's put up with ACLU. I think.
Actually, the guy who is narrating it is formerly of the ACLU, but
right.
That's the only connection the ACLU has.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Eric?
Well, I think the reason why it's mainly criminalized or even illegal is because of the revenue it generates for the government.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly generates. That's certainly one of the reasons why I think it continues to stay illegal. You could go back to the 1930s with the marijuana. I think it's the Marijuana Stamp Act. That they passed that essentially made it illegal. And the reason why that was passed, allegedly, was because DuPont was lobbying heavily for this. They realized that hemp was a threat to their different textiles that they were manufacturing.
Well, originally it was paper, wasn't it? I mean,
it was a threat to DuPont's. They had various different things like plastic and paper. They had other products they were manufacturing, and they didn't want hemp around to compete with them. And so they said, "Well, this stuff's bad. Look, the black people are using it. We need to outlaw it." And so they did.
Well, even in World War One, they used to pay farmers to grow hemp for the ropes, for burlap sacks, for things like that. And they had DuPont had to supply the Navy with rope just so the legislature would actually pass that law against marijuana.
Wow. Now, I'm sure there was a lot of behind-the-scenes dealing, and I think that...
there always is.
There's a neat website called A Drug War Christmas Carol, which kind of takes the Christmas Carol theme and applies it to the facts from the drug war, and it's really... It's like a little web comic book And you can really learn a lot from going and reading that about the history of drug prohibition, the history specifically of marijuana prohibition. I mean, back before this was illegal, there weren't people... I mean, the anti-marijuana propaganda that they put out, like Reefer Madness and that sort of thing, is just so laughable. I mean, if you go and you look at that stuff today, you wonder how anybody could have believed this.
They can't really say anything bad that's true. They haven't really found anything bad about the stuff.
That's true. Eric, any other thoughts?
No, great show.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate
hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. And there are so many myths about marijuana. In fact, one of my favorite books that I've ever read on the subject was Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts. I don't remember the author's names, but fantastic stuff. It takes all of, like, 20 of the most popular marijuana myths, from everything all the way down to it makes you grow breasts, right? As a man, it makes men grow breasts. I mean, everything. Hairy palms and... All of the myths are addressed and just debunked, just totally ripped to shreds. And all the government has been doing is lying about this. And it's such a tragedy because it is really a war on marijuana. I mean, there's over 700,000 people that were arrested for marijuana last year. And when I say over, I mean more like 775,000 people.
Right.
That's greater than the population of some of our states.
Really?
Yeah. I think Wyoming only has 500,000 or... It's Wyoming or Montana, one or the other. I'm sure our Montana listeners will call in to correct us right now at 800-259-9231. But, man, that's a lot of people to be arrested. That's a lot of lives being ruined. And the sad thing is, even with this huge marijuana legalization movement, even with poll numbers, I mean, we've reported on the poll numbers here on Free Talk Live over the years with majorities of Americans on the East and West Coasts actually saying they want to see legal marijuana. Not just medical marijuana. That's overwhelming everywhere. If you ask people about medical pot, it doesn't matter what state you're in. They'll say, yeah, absolutely. Somebody that's sick should absolutely be able to use marijuana.
Yeah, it's something like the 80th percentile. By the way, Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts is by Lynn Zimmer.
And you can order it through Amazon if you go through our website at amazon.freetalklive.com. So, yeah, 80-something percent say yes to medical marijuana. On the East and West Coast, you've got like 52-53% that are saying yes to just plain old legalization of marijuana. It's a popular idea. No, regardless of how popular it is, these politicians continue to support the war on drugs. They continue to take the stance of, we're tough on drugs. We're going to crack down and lock you in jail. And, of course, when you lock a pot smoker in jail, all you're doing is taxing everybody else
right.
in the area to put somebody who hasn't harmed anyone in jail and pay for them to sleep and eat and be housed. And it's a waste of money. That person was working before you took them off the streets. Most pot smokers, as I pointed out, are responsible individuals, which means they were at a job before.
Right.
Maybe even a business owner.
They didn't have to even be at a productive job.
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The wiki is there. WIKI.FreeTalkLive.com. We'll take you straight to it. That's wiki.FreeTalkLive.com. It's totally listener editable. In fact, all of the content that you see there has been created by the listeners. And you can go and register and edit everything that you see. I mean, almost, except for the front page. That's kind of locked down because we don't want people vandalizing it. But otherwise, you can go to town on the rest of the entire wiki. You can add pages to it and change things you think are wrong, and somebody might change them back. You never know what will happen. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
It's kind of interesting to me. I like to go to the host page and read the quotes that they put up there. And it's just some of the silly things that I say.
Yeah, and don't realize.
I have no idea.
So we're talking about, it's 420, it's April 20th, that means it's the pot smokers' holiday. Marijuana smokers around the country, if not around the world, are celebrating the fact that, well, they smoke marijuana, and some of them are proud of it. Now, that doesn't mean they're all out on the streets smoking. Most of them are doing it privately within their own homes and just sort of giving themselves, I guess, a pat on the back.
Right. They're not going into the bad part of town and buying a bag of weed from somebody on the corner. They've got their, people that they get it from. I would say, well, how many millions and millions of people in America smoke this stuff?
Uncounted. I mean, all we can do is go with who admits it. And we've seen statistics that 50% of parents will admit to it. In America, over 30%, I think 30 million Americans have actually admitted to smoking marijuana or are currently marijuana smokers. I mean, it's all over the place. And apparently it doesn't matter to the cops, doesn't matter to the government. They're going to keep cracking down, doesn't matter how many people smoke it. They're going to build more jails if they have to.
Sure.
To put marijuana smokers in there. In fact, here's a story out of California. After a complaint by a Sacramento City Council member, this from News10.net, federal drug agents have raided a medical marijuana dispensary, the first such raid within Sacramento city limits. DEA agents swept the storefront at 16th Street around 9:30 in the morning. According to witnesses, three employees inside the store were held at gunpoint and made to lie on the floor. With a federal search warrant, the special agent in charge, Gordon Taylor...
It sounds like an armed robbery. It's so awful.
That's exactly what it is. They didn't pay for this weed. They didn't pay for the equipment that it took to grow it and the time and the effort that these individuals spent producing this product. But they were able to just take it from them.
Yeah.
In fact,
in a state where it's legal.
In fact, they seized several pounds of marijuana as well as $48,000 in cash.
Wow.
So, yeah, nice little take for the DEA. And so, in fact, the bureaucrat in charge says, that just shows you how much money's made in these operations. As though that's a bad thing.
Right, as though, any operation making money is a bad thing.
Our investigation is continuing. And he wouldn't identify the owners, and he did serve serve warrants at the homes of the two owners. Medical marijuana advocates said the lack of the arrests kind of tells you what's going on. This is very typical of the DEA. They waste your tax dollars raiding people, stealing from people, because when you raid a place with no intent to prosecute people, that's called a robbery. There's no charges filed. They just took their money and took their pot.
Wow.
Why? Why? Because they can. Because they're big, tough guys with guns and badges, and they know they've got sovereign immunity. If these guys who they raided their houses and raided their business wanted to come after the DEA, no lawyer would take the case. And if they took the case, they'd figure out very quickly that they couldn't do anything about it. Nobody was killed. So, like, the DEA didn't botch it in that they shot somebody on accident. I mean, in that case, you might be able to get something to happen.
Well,
maybe.
They would probably, at that point, arrest somebody.
Oh, if somebody was shot?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yep.
Well, in this case, they just got cash, and they got the pot, and they got out of there scot-free, and nothing will happen to them.
Well, they get to use the $48,000 towards their budgetary goals, and who knows how much they actually found.
Yeah, they might have found $100,000, and if there were four rating agents, split $50,000 four ways, and then reported $48,000. That could have happened. It happens all the time. In fact, the medical marijuana, this is the fifth medical marijuana storefront the DEA has raided in the 34 California counties covered by the Eastern District of the federal courts. In the four earlier raids, two operators were eventually arrested. The DEA guy said their investigation began sometime last year, but the city council member said he was the one who tipped law enforcement to the operation. These guys aren't hiding their operations. It's a storefront. It's right there for everybody to see. Anybody,
big sign.
Yeah, anybody who smokes marijuana in town knows where this place is. One of them says, last year I started getting complaints about traffic in and out of the store. Neighboring business owners complained they were losing customers. What? Not if you're a food store. It's not in my council's district, but I was approaching it from an economic standpoint. Waters also noted that what does that mean, they're losing customers? How would you lose customers? Are there undesirable people going into the marijuana dispensary? People that are sick and have a doctor's prescription to purchase this marijuana? Because that's how it works out in California. You have to go to a doctor. The doctor gives you a medical marijuana prescription, and you go to a dispensary to acquire it. That doesn't mean that they're low lifes. It just means they're sick people. And yeah, some of them, you know, they don't really have glaucoma. But a lot of them are sick.
I would say, you know, who the heck are we to say?
Friend lives in California, and he's not really... Well, he claims he has depression. I guess he does, but... Anyway, I question some of it.
Sure, I get it.
It's fine.
It doesn't matter, though. To me, I would, if 100 people are smoking and 2 of them have a legitimate disease, I don't see stopping all 100 from smoking. It doesn't make, to me, of course, I would just legalize it all, and I think everybody
absolutely
should smoke it if they feel like it.
Waters noted that in 1999, the city passed an ordinance that any medical marijuana dispensary must get a special use permit. When he checked out the business and found no use permit, he says he passed the information on to the PD, which then contacted the DEA. When he learned about the $48,000 in cash that the agent seized at the store, he said, that begs the question, what's all this money doing in the place? What do you think? Maybe they have to buy some marijuana from their providers? Maybe that's what it's there for? Maybe it's there to do business? What do you think, they're handing out the money? I don't understand what his paranoia is. This is a problem that the drug war has brought us to in America. It has made it so that anybody with a large amount of cash is immediately a suspect. We read a story a long time ago about an old lady who had gotten all of her money together that she had saved up over the years because, well, she's old and she's had a long time to save money. Thousands. I think it was like $70,000 she had. She put it under her front seat of her car and went on a trip. I forget where she was going with it. I think she was moving. And she got pulled over. What do you think happened?
They took it.
Drug suspicion. It could have been a courier. She didn't have any drugs. But she had cash, and that must mean you're involved with drugs. That's what cash has become now.
Yeah.
You have over a certain amount of cash, you're a suspect.
Yeah, it's synonymous with having drugs.
Not only are you a suspect of having drugs, but you're a suspect of money laundering as well. If you have a lot of money, you must be laundering it. Isn't it possible that they earned it legitimately? While state law allows medical marijuana, possessing, selling, distributing marijuana, even for medical reasons, is still against federal law. According to the DEA bureaucrat, people that run these kind of distribution centers, they're rolling the dice with their freedom. Well, they're doing this because they care about other people. They're doing this because they want to get this plant into the hands of the people that have doctor's prescriptions to do it, and they're so brave to risk this kind, because they know this kind of behavior is going to come down on them.
Sure.
They know the DEA is going to, there's a good odds that they're going to come in someday and ruin the operation and possibly bankrupt them, but they're willing to take those risks because people are demanding a product. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You get to bring up anything. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com and getting signed up. It's totally free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, we've been talking about 420. We've been talking about marijuana because 420 is, well, the marijuana smoker's holiday. And we still want to hear from you on this. If you are celebrating today, you want to share how it is that you celebrate 420. And maybe share with us what you use marijuana for. Are you a responsible marijuana smoker? 1-800-259-9231. But you can still bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. So we go to the phones. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I got a personal problem. You guys said you can always call on personal problems.
Absolutely.
So I, instead of politics today, I figured I'd bring up a personal problem. But
all right, go for it.
I also know you guys are kind of, you know, they give people a hard time and stuff, so I'm kind of exposing my bare underbelly here on the air, and I hope that you guys are gentle with me, all right?
Okay.
This is a personal problem that a lot of guys have, and they don't want to talk about it. But you know, I'm a big guy. I'm going to bring it up. Okay.
Fair enough, Gene.
So, and I want your listeners maybe to respond and call in with suggestions on maybe what I can do.
All right. So, what is it?
Well, this affects you primarily when I go to the beach and when I'm out in the weather and stuff. But I've got this terrible keratin debris buildup under my toenails, and I was wondering if maybe the listeners could help me figure out what to do about it, because they're ugly, they're all yellow-looking, and it's beginning to get to me, and when I go to the beach, it really makes me self-conscious.
Don't we have an advertiser that takes care of that stuff, Gene?
Well, you know, I'm not sure about that. Perhaps you do. But, you know,
I don't remember what their name is.
And this is a serious problem, though, guys. So don't make
sure.
Fun of me.
What is
what is keratin anyway? Well, I don't know what it looks like.
It's yellow stuff under your toenails.
Like toe jam?
Builds up. No, it's you can't get it out.
Huh?
It's under the nail, and you know it's really ugly.
Does it go under the living part of the nail? I guess all nails are dead, but you know what I mean. You've got like the part you can clip off.
It's way up underneath there where you can't get to it. Otherwise, you could just cut the toenail off.
I see.
You know, if you cut it off far enough, I guess that would take care of the problem.
Well, have you tried any sort of products?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I'm looking for suggestions. You know, maybe somebody can call in and tell, you know, maybe other people have had this problem and they've licked
it. I'm sure they have.
They can call in and give us suggestions because I'm sure there's a lot of other listeners out there that have this same problem.
Well, in case nobody does call in, I would recommend that you head over to Google and type in your problem. Or actually, WebMD is a good site. That's a neat site. If you've got a problem with your body, you type in the symptoms, and it'll come up and tell you exactly, you know, what the problem is. It'll list usually home remedies that you can try.
No, as I get older, I get lots and lots of problems.
I understand. Well, that's the way the
body's open 24
made,
hours a day.
Yes, you go to WebMD.
You punch heart as you get older.
Right. Well, you punch in your symptoms. They'll come up with a list of what it could be, and then you can get some home remedies. And then they have some not so home remedies that they suggest if those don't work. And it's pretty good information.
Maybe a little bit of marijuana would help in this regard.
I don't know about that. I mean, it could never hurt.
I guess it's worth a try.
Go for it, Gene. Let us know how it works out. I don't think you're going to get anywhere with a keratin problem, but hey, you never know.
Perhaps I can get a prescription. You know.
You live in Tennessee, so I don't think that's possible, unfortunately. Tennessee's not one of those. It's not one of those 11 states, I don't think. So, good luck, Gene. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, man. 800-259.
Thanks a lot, guy, and I'm glad you didn't laugh at me.
No, of course not. We take physical problems absolutely seriously. Have a good night, Gene. 800-259-9231.
Everybody's got physical problems. Except for me, that is.
We'll try to avoid calling you Funky Toe Gene next time you call in.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
All right,
dad had that too.
Let's go to Dave, and I'll probably get it someday. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey guys.
Hey Dave.
Well, I have rather than a piece of news from New Hampshire today, I have something more of an action item for the listeners if they're up for it.
Okay.
A lot of folks, when they're outside New Hampshire, think that they cannot help that much with our struggle for freedom in New Hampshire, and I think they're wrong. There are a lot of things they can do maybe they haven't even thought about, and I'm not talking about giving money.
Oh, I was going to say they could give money to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. But
yeah,
go ahead.
They can. Not everybody has a limited amount of money to give.
This is true, which is why we only ask for $3 a month. But go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Well, anyway, here is one suggestion. If you like using the Internet, what you can do is... what I do, I just go to a lot of different web forums, and I talk about the latest things that Free Staters and freedom lovers have done inside New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing, I think that's one of the most effective things that you can do is just talk about what's going on in New Hampshire. Actually, if anyone wants to see a list of forums they can do this on, they can go to nhfree.com.
That's
if
right.
If you look at our forum, we have a list there, or a thread there, where we list all the forums that we talk on around the country. There's 40, 50 of them.
Right.
I can't post to all of them, but man, sure. I tell you, one or two of your listeners were willing to do the same thing that some of us do and just talk about the Free Staters are what's going on in New Hampshire.
Right. So, for instance, like we're talking about marijuana tonight, if something marijuana-related were to have positive, were to happen in New Hampshire, you could post that information on, say, a marijuana-related forum and maybe get some extra attention and some free publicity drawn to the freedom movement in New Hampshire. And, of course, again, there's more details over at nhfree.com, and people can get in touch with you. Your handle on the boards there is Dada Orwell. So if they want to get in touch with you, that's how they can. Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Man, he is quite a trooper, quite a freedom fighter that day. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of your airwaves. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can shop with us. We mentioned our partnership with Amazon briefly earlier when we were talking about marijuana myths, marijuana facts. Excellent book. Highly recommended. And, of course, Amazon sells more than books. They sell everything from furniture to office products to
marital aids.
They do sell marital aids to gourmet foods to camping supplies. I mean, you name it, it's all there. And you can shop through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, if you do that, anything that you purchase at that point, we'll get a percentage of. It doesn't raise your prices. The prices are still as great as they always are. The shipping deals are still the same deals. It's just that you go through our site, and therefore they reward us for sending them the business. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. Head on over through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to do your shopping and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Let's go to the phones, man, because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. It's our newest Shriner, as a matter of fact. Kim Sue, calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kim Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. So what's on your mind tonight? Kim Sue, thank you for the nice little sign, by the way.
You're welcome.
So what's on your mind?
So I just wanted to call to wish you guys a happy holiday.
Happy holidays. Happy 420, yes, the pot smokers holiday. Have you been celebrating?
Yeah, 420 to me, though, it's kind of like celebrating Christmas every day.
So you're somebody that celebrates 420 at 420 in the afternoon every day in general?
Well, I'm usually working at 420.
I see.
But I make it a point to celebrate every day.
Now, can I ask you, I mean, when you say you're working, what's the industry that you work in?
I actually work for the city of West Palm Beach for Parks and Recreation.
Oh, you're a bureaucrat.
I'm not a bureaucrat.
You're not?
No, and I'm actually putting in my letter of resignation tomorrow.
I see. Now, just out of curiosity, how many of your coworkers are also pot smokers? Or do you know?
About three.
Three out of?
Out of, it's a pretty big staff.
Well, so three that you know of, at least. You wouldn't know about them all. I see.
But I'm pretty sure that I know for sure, like, that the rest don't. Because you have to pass a drug test to get in there, and everyone's really, like, paranoid.
Got it. So you're a regular pot smoker, would you say, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Are you somebody that uses on a multiple time a day basis, or are you only someone that uses like at the end of the day? What's your usage pattern?
It depends, really, but usually it's more than once a day.
Really? Do you use while you're at work?
I do it before I go to work, yeah.
Do you find that impairs you at all?
Not at all.
No?
If anything, it makes me a little bit more productive.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, most people would say that they find that hard to believe. They would say that they've always heard that marijuana smokers are apathetic and do-nothings.
Well, that's just a stereotype, and people love stereotypes, you know?
Well put, Kim Sue. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, not really.
So you're like an honest, responsible pot smoker.
I try to say so, yeah.
Super. Well, we're glad you're out there. We're glad you're listening to the show. It's great hearing from you. Thank you. 1-800-SUE. Oh, Manwich loves to say thank you to Kim Sue. 1-800-259-9231. Anyone who makes Manwich a sign will make Manwich very happy.
Right. She said on her validation photo that I was pretty. And
she's right. Happy little Manwich. Hour 3 is on the way. I'm almost cashed out, if you will, on marijuana articles. I got one more, and it's a good one. It's actually some good news in regards to marijuana prohibition. And your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a doctor?